would remove key provisions of the Endangered Species Act. That law was passed some 40 years ago, designed to keep endangered plant and animal species from going extinct. Brett Hartle is Government Affairs Director for the Center for Biological Diversity. It's a nonprofit whose mission is protecting endangered species through activism, through legal action, and through petitions. So, Brett, tell us, what is in this proposal? How would it change the Endangered Species Act as we know it now?
So, basically, what these proposals do, and there's a set of regulations that the Trump administration has proposed, is they weaken protections for critical habitat, the places that animals and plants, you know, need and are essential for their survival and ultimately for their recovery. It weakens protections under the law that are designed to make sure that the federal government in particular doesn't cause endangered species to decline, because the federal government is so large and its impacts are so great that, you know, their impacts can be felt very broadly. And then it also weakens protections for species listed as threatened. So there's two different categories, endangered and threatened, under the Act. And for threatened species, which are the lower level, it would remove protections for those animals and plants and basically say, if you get listed as threatened moving forward, starting today, it will still be legal to kill a threatened species. So that's a huge reduction in protections. This applies nationwide. It will harm the recovery. It will slow down the recovery of hundreds of species all around the country, because if you take away those protections, you just make it that much harder.
So what this proposal would do, among other things, would the protections for these threatened plants and animals, it would be on a case-by-case basis if the proposal is approved?
That's right.
And that would mean what?
Well, it would mean that for a particular animal that is, frankly, more political and draws the ire of industry, those animals would sort of be out of luck, because each species would get sort of a review as to whether or not we should protect it by saying things like it's illegal to kill them or it's illegal to injure them. And you can imagine that in this administration, which is very political, that, you know, maybe for some species they'll still get that protection, but for things that the industry doesn't like, they'll get nothing, and that will just make it much, much harder to protect them. I mean, many endangered species have waited a very long time to get protection. It takes a long time, and every year you make it harder, makes it slower, it becomes more costly to recover them. So it's just cumulatively a really terrible set of ideas that will harm wildlife across the board, and including in Michigan.
Let's talk about that. Give us some, here in Michigan, how many endangered species do we have in Michigan? I'm wondering, you know, some examples of what might be impacted in our state.
Michigan has 27 threatened and endangered species. There's 19 different animals, 8 plants. Some of them are endemic just to Michigan, like the Michigan monkey flower, which is only found in northern Michigan. Some of them are more widespread, such as, you know, the Indiana bats or the Canada lynx or the Great Lakes piping plover, which is, you know, this tiny shorebird with a very small population that nests around all of the Great Lakes. And for these species, just like any others around the country, the Trump administration is proposing to weaken their protections for critical habitat, you know, the last places they're found, and basically green light and rubber stamp a lot of basically irresponsible development, all sort of in the name of, you know, short-term gain and at the expense of endangered species.
Now, officials from the Interior Department are saying, well, you know, this is part of President Trump's order to reduce government regulation, and that some of those regulations in the Endangered Species Act go back decades and we don't need them anymore.
Right. And, of course, you know, that is their only main talking point. You know, the reality is that for 45 years, the Endangered Species Act has worked remarkably well. It's kept 99% of all of the animals and plants on its list from going extinct, and a majority are on the road to recovery. And we've recovered species and we've saved them without, you know, crashing the American economy. It's a false choice. It's a false dichotomy that we can't have business and endangered species. We've been doing both very well for a very long time. And this isn't some reasonable accommodation. This is really just a giveaway to really large special interests. And it's just not true that the regulations are outdated. I mean, in fact, some of them were revised just 2 years ago by the Obama administration. Some of the things that they rolled back, they literally changed back in 2015. So, you know, they're sticking to these talking points, but they're really not accurate.
Congress does not have a role in this. So it's really, there is a public comment period between now and September 24th. So what's at stake in your view as people weigh in on the pros and cons of this?
The stakes are basically every endangered species and whether we actually save it. For folks that in Michigan that love endangered species in Michigan and want to see healthy ecosystems, you know, thriving wild places with abundant wildlife and plants, you know, a lot of that is now going to be at risk. It's not going to fall away immediately, but over the long term, the damage will be significant. So the public comment period is literally the one chance that everyone has to weigh in and tell the administration what it thinks. And, you know, after that, groups like ours and others will go to court and say that this is, you know, outrageous and illegal. But it certainly will help if millions of Americans also say that this is a terrible idea.
Comments, as we said, are being accepted through September 24th. We've put a link to that government website for your comments at the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Brett Hartle with the Center for Biological Diversity, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.